السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إياكم والحسد، فإن الحسد يأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, let us always begin with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah and seek Allah's help. We seek Allah's forgiveness and we seek Allah's protection. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our souls and the vices of our deeds. No one can misguide the one Allah has guided, and there is none to guide whom Allah has let go astray. We are aware that amongst our apparent actions, Allah has appointed some as compulsory, and there are some actions that we have to abstain from. We have outer actions and duties, and similarly we have inner acts or duties, those that are farad and those that are also sinful. Let us discuss one very dangerous inner sin, and that is called jealousy. In the hadith mentioned above, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, refrain from jealousy because it consumes the good deeds of man just as fire consumes dry wood or grass. The hadith means that just as fire totally eats up dry grass or dry wood, in the same way this disease, the spiritual disease of jealousy, devours the good deeds of the jealous person. There is a kind of fire which destroys everything in a matter of minutes, but there is another kind of fire which burns without a flame, but also slowly eats away things in small bits and pieces till it consumes the entire wood. Likewise with jealousy, it burns without fire, but destroys man's good deeds so stealthily that he does not even feel the hidden process of his loss. That is why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam has emphatically warned us against this disease. The reality of jealousy is that when a man sees another in possession of some blessing, a grudge, an ill will springs into his heart against the gifted one, and a desire overtakes him that this gift be snatched away and become his, whether it be that person's health, whether it be his wealth, whether it be his fame or his knowledge or his lineage or his children or whatever other types of gifts and bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. In actual fact, the jealous person has actually raised, and this is a very important point, the jealous one should understand, that this action of his actually shows that he has raised an objection with a decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by so doing, he is asking and he is saying that why has this person being bestowed with a blessing instead of myself. It is a very serious sin to take exception to the omnipotent providence of Allah, and at the same time wishing the destruction of someone, lost to someone else. This is a grievous sin on its own. Yes, sometimes one desires the same blessing of someone without them losing that blessing in any way. This we call ghibta. This is not the type of jealousy and hasad that we are discussing. This is sometimes recommended with regards to good actions of deen. You find someone performing tahajjud salah and you are not doing the same. You find someone following the sunnah and you are not doing the same. You find someone giving charity in abundance and you are not doing the same. So you have a desire in your heart that, Ya Allah, if I had so much of wealth, I'll also give so much of charity. Ya Allah, if I had the opportunity, I'd go for Umrah and Hajj every year. So this is a type of emulation that you desire, that as you are doing, I also wish to do. I wish you increase in your good deeds, and I hope increase in my good deeds. This ghibta is recommended, it is fine, but not the hasad, the jealousy, where a person desires lots for the other, and only for themselves everything that they want. Remember the story of Iblis, very, very famous story, that he would not bow down when it was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, saying that he was made of a better type of material. So this type of jealousy had crept into him, that he was known to be the leader of the rest and he was the best. Now he had to bow down to someone else. So this is jealousy. This is his disease and malady. And we should not allow this type of malady which shaitan possessed, the quality that shaitan had, into our lives. Why should we possess a satanic quality in us? Let us make tawbah from this. Let us change from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, that are they jealous of mankind because of what, or because of that which Allah has bestowed upon them out of His bounty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking that, are they upset, are they jealous that Allah has bestowed someone with something and now they are not happy with this? This is the bounty of Allah. Allah gives to whomsoever He wants, whenever He wants, wherever and however He wants. Who are we to ask? Who are we to take objection? Inna lillah. Amongst the many causes of jealousy are also that, one, the love of the worldly wealth, property and status. When the desire and the love of dunya enters one's heart, then one becomes blind to the true object of our life and one becomes involved in many types of sins, one of which is this jealousy, because the love of dunya is in the heart, the love of worldly possessions and everything that we see with our eyes, we wish to have it, the best of the homes, best of cars, best of traveling, best of clothing, anything new comes out, we want to have it, we must have it, we desire for it, we chase after it. We do not care how we achieve it. We trample upon people's rights. We will speak lies in order to acquire it. So we will do anything because the love of dunya is in our hearts. And a true believer doesn't have the love of dunya in his heart. He has the love of the akhirah. He has worry about his standing on the day of qiyamah and facing Allah for all his actions. And he knows that the less he possesses of this dunya, the less account he'll have to give on the day of Qiyamah, the shorter will be his standing, the easier will be his accounting, and the chances of him pleasing Allah and entering Jannah are better in this way. But the one who has the love of dunya, unfortunately, forgets all these things. And this will cause great harm and destruction for him or her on that great day, the difficult day of Qiyamah. Number two, when a person has hatred and malice in his heart for someone, then this also will cause jealousy for him, that he doesn't like this person, he has some type of hatred for him or her, and every time that person comes by with a new bounty, with something different, something better, then this jealousy rekindles itself in his heart, this fire burns up in his heart, destroying his own good deeds, and destroying him also, and yet he doesn't open his eyes to understand and see the reality of this. It destroys his year after and leads also to the destruction of his worldly life. He is now mentally tortured. He suffocates himself and he puts himself through great misery and difficulty. Had he just closed his eyes to all these things and worried about himself and thought about his own actions, he would be completely at ease and peace. So one should remedy this disease by accepting the decree of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has great wisdom in His dispensation of bounties. And we should also look at the bounties that we already possess. There are many bounties that we have that we overlook daily. The bounties that are within our bodies, being able to see, being able to speak, to hear, to understand, to fathom. Many people do not have these basic things in their body. They may have difficulty in hearing, or they may be deaf completely. Some are blind. Some having this difficulty. Some cannot walk. Some cannot even eat the normal food that we have. Go to the hospitals, visit the sick people, put our hands on the heads of orphans. This will create a type of mercy in our hearts for them. And then we will see how many people are suffering out there. Let us not live in a cocoon in our own world and just hope and wish for everything to be ours. Let us go out and let us see the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that others are deprived of also and that we have. And then we will make shukr. And the more shukr we make, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase His bounties upon us. So then we will realize that we were enjoying so many bounties of Allah and we were overlooking them, we were not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now suddenly shaitan has overpowered us, and now we're looking at people's things and we wish to destroy those things. This jealousy is a very evil trait. It is a spiritual malady which many people are afflicted with. It is a desire to have more and a longing to possess that which others have. Since it is a consequence of being dissatisfied with that which Allah has blessed one with, the victim becomes prey to the mischief of shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran about the hypocrites who refused to join Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a journey towards Hudaybiyah for Umrah. They were denied a share in the booty of Khaybar. Their usual intention for joining expeditions was not based on sincerity. Rather, they were overpowered with the desire for wealth as a result of their own doings. They now accuse the believers of jealousy, whereas they themselves were the jealous ones. And Allah says, those who lag behind will say, when you set forth to take the spoils, allow us to follow you. They want to change Allah's words. Say, you shall not follow us. Thus Allah has said beforehand. Then they will say, nay, you envy us. Nay, but they understand not but accept a little. فَسَيَقُولُونَ بَلْ تَحْسُدُونَنَا. Allah has taught us to seek His help and protection from the mischief of those who are jealous of us. That Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, whenever Allah's Nabi became sick, he would recite the Mu'awwadhatayn. This is very important for us to recite daily. This is Surah Falaq and Surah Nas together called Mu'awwadhatayn. And then blow his breath over his body. When he became seriously ill, as Aisha radiallahu anha says, I used to recite the surahs and rub his hands over his body, hoping for his blessings. The words of these chapters clearly teach us to seek protection from the evil of those who are envious and jealous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of daybreak, from the evil of what He has created and from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness, or the moon as it sets or goes away, and from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he arrives. This we are familiar with, Surah Falaq. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ. We know the surah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has defined two forms of jealousy. The first is in the correct direction, which is the, and the other being incorrect. Ibn Masud radiallahu anhu narrates, I heard Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, there is no envy except in respect of two, a person whom Allah has given wealth and he spends it in the right way, and a person whom Allah has given wisdom, meaning knowledge, and he gives his decisions accordingly and teaches it to others. So jealousy, if not contained and dressed appropriately, can be very harmful to a person's spirituality and good deeds, can destroy all the achievements of a person over many years. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, avoid envy, for envy destroys good deeds like fire destroys, like just as fire devours fuel, meaning wood. Time and again we have been warned and cautioned to be watchful against this ailment of the heart. That Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not have hate for one another, and do not be jealous of one another, and do not desert one another. O servants of Allah, be brothers. Lo, it is not permissible for any Muslim to desert his brother for more than 3 days. So the antidote for jealousy is contentment and satisfaction. This leads to happiness and peace of mind. In order to acquire contentment, one should focus on those less fortunate than oneself in terms of wealth and prosperity. In this manner, one will appreciate Allah's favors. That Abu Huraira narrated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wealth is not due to plenty of money. Wealth, true wealth, is the wealth of independence of the heart. When one's heart is independent of dunya, and one is contented with whatever is in one's lot, that will bring happiness to the heart. This is true wealth. Contentment is a treasure that will never be depleted, while one who is jealous will never succeed. Hadhrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, he is successful who has accepted Islam, who has been provided with sufficient for his wants, and been made contented by Allah with what he has given him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all evil maladies, especially jealousy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us contentment of the heart and give us peace of mind and protect us from the jealous ones. Protect us from the evil eyes and evil actions of those whom shaitan has possessed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all, guide us all, and become pleased with us all, and enter us into Jannah through his mercy without reckoning. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مولانا إمتاز بيات, what a brilliant nasiha that is on jealousy, and it's so apt in our times. Let's not forget, مولانا إمتاز doing a masjid collection. If you want to contact مولانا, you can contact مولانا on 082-755-5511.